Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of the Gospel. In setting forth this good news, I draw your attention to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Listen to this text. For Christ also died for sins, once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God. Yes, the good news of the gospel is about Jesus Christ. Christ died once for all. That's how the text begins. Christ is the second person of the Trinity. And as Christians, we believe in the Trinity, that God is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father planned the creation and planned redemption. Planned the way of salvation. The Son worked out the plan of salvation, and the Holy Spirit applies the plan of salvation to the likes of you and me. And so Christ, the second person of the Trinity, became a man, and he entered into the world and lived a perfect life in order to die. This is what the text tells us. And so we believe in the only true God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. Allah is not the true God, no, and Muhammad is not the true prophet. Allah is a false God. Allah is not the same as the triune God of the Bible. And Muhammad is not a true prophet, and neither is the Quran a true book of God. Only the Bible, written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the apostles, is the written word of God. And so Christ, the second person of the Trinity, became a man. And the text says, for Christ also died. Yes, Christ became a man in order to die. He was born of the Virgin Mary and became a child in Bethlehem. He lived an absolutely perfect life, and as such, he was a perfect sacrifice for sins. Christ also died for sins. He was crucified. He suffered an agonizing death on the cross as a man, and cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He died for sins, that is, on behalf of sins. He died in order to pay the penalty due to people like you and me for their sins. What is sin? Sin is violation of the command of God or the law of God. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. These are the commands of God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall not make for yourself an idol. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. These are the commands of God. And to violate these commands is to sin. The more basic command given in the garden was that Adam and Eve should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it wasn't because the fruit of the tree was in some way special. No, it was simply that the command of God was special. And if you love God, you keep his commandments. Jesus says this, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And so Adam and Eve spurned God. They spurned their Creator. They turned their backs on their Creator. And they sinned by violating that basic command, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so they died. This was the penalty. The soul that sins shall die. And all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so, Christ came into the world to die for sins, to pay the penalty due to people like us for our sins. He took the death penalty. He took the wrath of God in the place of sinners. Christ also died for sins once for all. His sacrifice for sin was a final sacrifice. The words once for all do not mean one time for all individuals. No, that's not what the text means. It means once for all time, that Christ died once, and that sacrifice finished the work that was necessary. The sacrifice did not need to be repeated. The Old Testament sacrifices in the temple needed to be repeated day by day and week by week, and so they were. And they all pointed forward to the final sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And Christ died once for all. And the text says Christ died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust. That is, the just one, the one who was perfectly righteous, the one who kept all of the stipulations of God's commandments perfectly. He never sinned. Imagine this. As a young boy, he never sinned. As a young man, he never sinned. As an older man, he never sinned. He always followed the commandments and the will and the desires of his Father in heaven. The just for the unjust. We are the ones who are unjust. We are the ones who have sinned. We are the ones who are unrighteous. This would be another way of translating the text. In other words, the law is holy and righteous and good, but we are not good. We are not righteous. We are not holy in and of ourselves. No. And the proof of the pudding is in the fact that we often violate the commandments of God. How often have you picked up the phone and someone has said to you, "Did you just call me?" And you feel a little tinge of guilt and you say, "Oh no, that wasn't me." But you lie because you did just call and then you hung up the phone and then called back. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall always tell the truth. Those little lies pile up. The Word of God says, Jesus says, if you look at a woman to lust after her, you have already committed adultery in your heart. You have already committed the sin of adultery in your heart. If you hate your neighbor, the Bible says, you are a murderer, and this is because hatred is the seed of murder. You want to destroy your neighbor. Oh no, you say, I would never go that far. I would never take that step. But yet the hatred, the lust, the lie is in your heart, and so you sin in your heart. And Jesus says that you are therefore unrighteous. And he comes. This is the miracle of the way of salvation provided by Jesus Christ. He dies for sin once for all, the just in the place of the unjust. You and I should have been on that cross. You and I should have taken the punishment, the wrath of God for sin. But we did not. And believe me, friends, according to the Bible, you do not want to suffer the due punishment for your sin. Hell is a terrible place. Hell is characterized often as outer darkness, as being in perpetual solitary confinement, not being able to talk to anyone, not having converse with anyone. Some people have said, well, I'd just as soon go to hell and be with my friends. But there are no friends in hell. No one is a friend of another in hell. It's like being in solitary confinement. And in addition, everyone in hell hates everyone else with an infinite hatred. There are no friends in hell. Jesus characterizes hell as the place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, where the gnawing worm of guilt is perpetual, and there is no relief. Where the fire of temptation and lust and hatred burns perpetually. And so there are no friends in hell. You do not want to go there, and you do not want to accompany others there. And Christ came and died for sins once for all, the just for, in the place of the unjust. He died in the place of men and women like you and me. And why did he do this? Listen to the text once again. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God. Why did Christ die? The condition in the text is that Christ had to die in order to bring us to God. And the idea is that he would take us by the hand and lead us into the presence of God. What a wonderful thing this is. Christ died once for all, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God, to lead us into the presence of God. There is no other way of coming to God except through Jesus Christ. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father, Jesus said, except by me. Jesus says, I am the door. He is the door, the entranceway into the kingdom of God. You must enter through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ must take you by the hand and lead you into the presence of God. And of course, you must come willingly. And the wonder of the gospel is that the Holy Spirit makes you willing to take the hand of Jesus Christ. And how is that willingness expressed? Well, let me go back to a couple of other texts in the Bible before we return to 1 Peter. Peter says in the book of Acts in chapter 3 and verse 19, therefore repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away. How do you take the hand of Jesus Christ and enter through the door of the kingdom into the presence of God? You turn away from sin. You turn away from these violations of the law of God, and you accept Jesus Christ. You trust Jesus Christ. The Bible also says, and we find this in the Apostle Paul preaching in the jail at Philippi in Philippians or in Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, he says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You must repent of sin and trust in Christ. Real conversion consists of these two sides, repentance and faith. And so you must turn away from sin and trust in Christ. And Christ, going back to 1 Peter 3:18, Christ died once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he could lead you into the presence of God. And he gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, changing your heart and giving you the gifts of repentance and faith so that you turn away from sin and trust in him and take his hand and enter in to the kingdom of God. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, I say to you, repent of your sins. Turn away from your sins. Ask God to forgive you on the basis of what Jesus Christ has done. And trust in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as the only sacrifice adequate to pay the penalty due to you for your sins. You see, you cannot work your way to heaven. You cannot simply say that the way to heaven is doing good things, and when you get to heaven and God says to you, "Why should I allow you to enter into my heaven?" You respond by saying, "Well, I haven't been so bad." In other words, I have good works to present to you, God, and you should accept me on the basis of my good works. No, you do not have good works to present to God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all, that includes me, are worthy of death based upon our own lives before God. Only Jesus Christ lived a perfect life. You must trust Jesus Christ and receive the gift of his good works. And then God looks favorably upon you. You must trust in Jesus Christ and believe in his death as the sacrifice which pays the death penalty for you in your place. And then, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, God will look favorably upon you. The text once again, Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order to bring us to God. Come to Christ, dear friend. Come to God through Jesus Christ. Take the hand of Jesus Christ by repentance and faith, and be led into the presence of God by the only Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Thanks for listening.